Oh, thank you for having me, and okay if I sit down?
Yes.
There's a saddle right there if you feel more comfortable.
I would.
Anyway, but thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe she should mount up.
Heidi and I met when I was opening an account for this new program, and of course I can't shut up about it, so
I told her
all that we're trying to do for Star Valley as far as starting a therapeutic writing program. And I said that to somebody, and they said, "You're going to have therapy for writers?"
I'm
going to be riding horses. I have to be careful how I say that. But anyway, this is what we call equine therapy, and NARA is a national organization that is the big umbrella for therapeutic riding all around the world. And there are many, many centers in the United States that, they're mostly, I think, in big cities where they've got a huge pool of money. But there is it's a fine center in Jackson, and I just came back from another center in Ketchum, Idaho.
Are you saying that they have one of these equine programs in Jackson?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give a little background as far as the way I got involved. I have taught school for over 30 years, and I retired teaching first grade in Jackson for maybe 18 years, and just retired, and moved to Star Valley 4 years ago, a couple of years before I retired, because I wanted to have horse property. And I was able to find a nice little
You're not piece. A billionaire, so you couldn't buy it in Jackson, huh?
You kind of have to be there. And so I found a lovely piece of property 5 miles south of Alpine on Aspen Hill. And have some horses there. And so I've kind of combined years and years of teaching elementary school with quite a bit of horse experience and knowledge, and met some people with the Jackson Center that asked me first to volunteer for their program. All of these programs are nonprofit, and they run their programs through donations and volunteers. And so I volunteered in Jackson, and once you start working with disabled students of any age, because we work with the older adults in Jackson, we work with preschoolers and everybody in between, as well as the high school kids. Their center is up on... I call it the Moose Wilson Road. It's the road that heads towards the ski area. And the CBAR V school connected with the therapeutic riding program in Jackson. And I'm not quite sure how this worked, but they have a piece of property right next to the school. Consequently, the students at CBAR V, which is a state school for children with both emotional and physical disabilities.
It's actually a private school. It's a private school.
It's not run by the state?
No, it's private.
Okay.
That's good information.
The state, who pays the tuition for these students, though?
They receive funding from, if they're a child, the school districts fund them.
Okay.
They are a ICFMR facility, which is an intensive care facility for mentally retarded children, and they also take emotionally disturbed youth. Mm-hmm.
So having the riding center right next to the school,
yeah.
Most of these students, and I think it's their therapy, it's part of their physical education program, mm-hmm. Can just walk right over, and they have lessons once or twice a week. So So I've worked with them. I've worked in Jackson first as a volunteer. Then I went and got my certification to teach. And one of the things, since I was traveling from Star Valley to Jackson to do this, there were several families from Star Valley whose children, they're willing to drive their children to Jackson for this program. And it's a long drive for some of them. This one little boy came all the way down from Smoot. He was pretty fried just by the time he got there. But his mom was willing to bring him because this was by far a therapy that was so good for him. And this was a little boy that could hardly walk up to the horse. And this is just one little story, but the movement of the horse emulates our stride. And when you sit on the back of a horse, and those of you who are horse riders, you know what I mean as far as your body going with the body of the horse, and it actually works the same muscles that we use for walking just by riding a horse. And so the physical therapy to a physically disabled person is huge. As far as the way it gets those muscles to start working, the other thing a student has to do is use a lot of core muscles to sit up strong on a horse. And those of you, I mean, just able-bodied riders know this. This is what we do to ride well. But to get a student who doesn't have much muscle control to do that, they try so hard because they really like riding these horses. And this little boy, Clancy, he, after our 45 minutes of therapy with him on the horse, could get off, and his muscles were so worked and stimulated, he actually, holding his mom's hand, could walk away from the horse. It's just miraculous. And besides that, the smiles and the grins, you know how happy they are doing it. Mom says, I have to bring him to all kinds of therapy sessions, and this is the only one he comes to without crying. And so I have a lot of, I have a lot of stories like that, and it just hooked me to know what good therapy this is. That's for physical, but I've worked with other students that have mental challenges, emotional challenges. I think a lot of the kids at CBRB are emotional, but what you can do to build self-confidence in a person through using horses or equine therapy is very strong. And I'm kind of real big on that one too. So anyway, I come to Star Valley and I know these parents that were coming to Jackson kept saying, couldn't you start a program in Star Valley? And I don't know why not. I don't think Star Valley has maybe the monetary base Jackson did for getting all their big donations, but I said, there are grants out there. There are ways we can come up with the money to start a program. And from what I talk to people down here, I know the need is here. And you know that too, don't you? Yeah. And I kind of was, because I'm so new and I don't have the contacts, I don't know enough people until I met Kelly Tolman, who is the principal at Osmond. And oh my gosh. I mean, we just connected like that. He knows the students.
He has Tennessee Walkers.
Does he?
Yeah.
But anyway, he knows the students in this valley, and he is a horse person. I've raised Tennessee Walkers. This is so well. I'm not going to go there because I want to tell you about this. We can talk about those horses later. And so he has contacts. He knows horses. It was perfect. My experience is being able to teach it. And I've gone to a lot of training. So, and I've had the good experience. So we got together, and he really did get the ball rolling. And his secretary at Osmond is Karen Johnson, who is another huge horse person in this valley. And I've gotten to know her. And what a delightful woman she is. And she's just got more energy than all of us put together. And she's really been helping a lot. And now that we have the support...
Is that Karen Johnson?
Karen yeah. Johnson, yes.
Oh.
You know her, huh?
Very
and her family,
well.
Yes.
Very well.
She's wonderful, isn't she? Yeah. Oh, Lord.
She's sure horsey.
Yes, she is. you know, and she just recently, Karen and I went to the workshop in Ketchum, Idaho. And, you know, oh, to hear all her stories about her horses and what she's done. But she is totally involved now in trying to get her certification and be able to teach it as well.
That's great. So.